middle of the still getting into him. So we saw that Nika dealing Mar brings it down. As soon as you pick up the love, as soon as you pick it up, you're going to be Yoitza. Mar says, as soon as you pick up, you're going to be Yoitza. The Nanuim is something which is not going to be Ma'akiv. You know, it's not Ma'akiv. We saw that Briscoe's Medaik, that we saw that the Shir Chinuch, when's the Shir Chinuch? Mar brings down the Shir Chinuch by Katan is when he's at his man, when he's Yidel and Anea. So, fact of Biskarov, that why is that the Shir Chinuch? It's not Ma'akiv, and it's just Shiori Mitzvah, Mar calls it. So, the Biskarov says, Yisayin Chinuch, which also Yisayin Mitzvah Lulav, he says that the Shir Chinuch is not just when a Katan is at age, when he's able to do a Mitzvah with all its Pratim, when he's going to do Mitzvah B'Shalim Musay, that's when the point when a person is B'Chayim Chinuch. And therefore, Zakta Biskarov, the Nanuam, even though it's not Ma'akiv the Mitzvah, because Shiori Mitzvah, Vade, it's a Chilak of Etzvah Mitzvah Netilah Sulav, and therefore that's why the Shir Katan is going to be when you're dealing with the Shir of Kedela Naneya. We also saw the Shir Lulav, right? What's the Shir Lulav? What is it? The Tvachim and the Shir Kedela Naneya. You see that it's in the Etzem Chavtza of the Etzem Lulav. The Mitzvah's Lulav has to be three Tvachim, plus you need one Tafach in order to Kedela Naneya, boys. You see that Nanuam is in the Etzem Chavtza of the Mitzvah. We see that there's an Indian of Ananuam. Even though we were bothered by Shtuk of the Chir, Nanuam is only Darbanan, according to Moshe Des Rishayna. So it's very interesting that the Etzem Shir Lulav has to be Shirk of the Naneya boy. If there's Daraisa, then it makes sense. That since Midraisa there's a Chiyav, and yeah, there's a Chiyav Nanuam, so then it's understandable why the Etzem Shir Lulav is going to be a Shir. It's going to be also, you need the Shir Nanuam. But you know, the Rush brings down that the Rishonim hold that's going to be Darabanan, the Etzem concept of Nanuam. So being the Etzem concept of Nanuam Darabanan, it's a little bit Ksat Sarachian. What's the Seda Dava that we say that there's a din that you have to have Kedel Linnea, but if the whole din Nanuam is the whole din Nanuam is Darabanan. So
maybe the
one
Shir can't be
the Reisa of Darabanan? Doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it. It is one of the Achorin Merach and Nair wants to say that whole thing is Darabanan, definitely maybe it's not Ma'akiv. He says a tremendous chiddush. You only have a three tefachim. You only have four tefachim. Just go ahead and do it. But the steam is a davar, the patch is a davar. The more it sounds like it's going to be a din, it's going to be the right. So the ma'alach looks unsafe for the aslamins and the miri that avad nanum bepoyel is a din darabanan. The lulav has to be a tefach higher. Has to be royal in a neir. But lashon miri more is that has to be nicker. Has to be above the other tefachim. Therefore, has to be higher up. And the Chassam Sefer says the Nusach has to be royal and an Eyaboy, has to be, even though maybe the actual Bepoyal concept you have to do is going to the Rabbanan, but the concept that has to be royal and an Eyaboy, has to be able to be an Eyaboy, Chassam Sefer says once to say that's going to be a Dindereisa, and that's why the Shir Lulav is going to be Dal Tvachim, and that's shot also by Katan, that it's Chilk, that's a Mitzadereisa, that has to be Kesher Kedei and an Eyaboy. We saw enough Gamina of this that Biskarov had a shaila. Is there a din? Too noisy?
It's
boiling in there, yeah, I know. Is this supposed to break Biskarov? No. We saw in Afkamina, there's a din lachem, there's a din that the first day has to be lachem. So the shaila is the lechem also a din in the Nanuim, or lechem is just a din in the Etzem Mitzvah Lulav? That's what Mitzvah Lulav is picking up. Does Nanuim also have a din of a lechem? So the research from Zalman had a suffix on it. The Biskarov of the Daik in the Rambam, the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, says that Mitzvah kelchasa, the proper mitzvah kelchasa, she yegbia aguda shasholish minim, yamin, vasav yismal, yodach, yavi yalav yared, and then a little of shashapam chaurach. That the mitzvah is to do the nanuam three or all different size. He says, heche melcha, maybe b'shas kriyas halal. So Biskarov wants to be daik that the mitzvah's lulav is to take the down minim and also be manneit. We manneya minneya in shas kriyas halal. That the mitzvah nanuam, the etzim nanuam is supposed to be shas kriyas halal. That's the ikar nanuam. That's ikar nanuam. So therefore, the Biskarov held that the nanuam b'shas halal, the brach which you're making, is b'etzim going on the gemara mitzvah. And as you can learn, what's about the nanuam b'shas halal? Nanuam b'shas halal you can learn is, sorry, ikar nanuam b'shas when you make the bracha. That's on the end of Nubshas Halal. Either it comes in Halal, or Zivana Tseyar, which is the Lashon Rishonim, or it could be, or, and, you know, that could be the Din. Or the Etzem, Nanuam Bishas Halal, that's the Etzem, Mitzad the Etzem Natiyas Lulav. Why do we do it then? Because that's the time we're Shabeach with the Lulav and the Halal together, we do it together. But what is the, what are the Nanuam Bishas Halal? But suppose we dike in the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says, Kesem, what do you do? He says, Heichen Melchem Ivi B'shas Kriyas Halal. The Zman we're supposed to do is B'shas Kriyas Halal. Therefore, the B'shkirav held that the Nuh B'shas Halal is the Chilgit Etzem Mitzvah. If he said two Nafkeminas. Nafkemin number one is Klab Yedidin L'Kakel Chem B'yar Mishan. That, like, what happens a lot of times people do, that they, you know, people want to be Machem, right? They have a lot of different Esrogim, right? They have regular Esrogim, Rakin Esrogim, Katemoni Esrogim, all different types. So they pick up one, they make a Baruch, and they take the next one, and they're Mach, you know, they're Mach to each other, this one. Rizkoz Medayik, that the Nanuim, which you're doing, is the Gemara of Etzem Mitzvah, say for two things. Number one, the Lechem has to be B'shas, the Kriyas Halal. Nafkamina number two is, he says, that it should be the same Lulav, which you have, it's the Gemara of the Mitzvah. Because I'm making a Baruch, the Gemara of it is B'shas the Kriyas Halal. The first should be the Zelba Lulav, the Zelba Esrog, which you made the Bracha on, that should be B'shas the Etzem Kriyas Halal. That should be the one which you're Moyel Chamevi and Malam Mered. And Rizkar was Machmer that. Even maybe made another, maybe shook it and took another one. He took back the first one, which he did, and B'shas Halal, he made sure to Menea those B'shas Halal, because he held it, it's the Gemara of it.
I have a point that he's out early in the morning,
so Briscoe also in the deck not to do Hakimate to Hafsek also. I say it's not recently gay, you need to make a record for Halal, so what do you, okay. I mean maybe you could talk, maybe whatever. Right, okay. Arizal definitely did not go with this dick in the Rambam saying that the new one where this Gemara of the Bracha and the Gemara of the Mitzvah and you know, definitely. But also the Arizal himself, it's not a right from the Arizal himself. The Arizal himself we said he davened by himself, he davened bechida. It's not a raya from the Arizal, but definitely the minig Arizal definitely would seem to be not like that. But I come with three nafkaminas that the Biskrav is nafkamina number one is kachdam lechem. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is beside you shouldn't be mafsik. And nafkamina three is probably the biggest nafkamina is that you should take back, if you're switching off dalaminim, you should make sure to take back the dalaminim which you which you made a bracha on. That's the one you should go ahead and do the etzem nanuim.
Why can't you admire?
What's that? It's the Gemara of the Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah is, I took this is my Luvin Asuk, which I'm using. So it's like my Kesha. By using a different one. Now the Mar brings down the three reasons why we do not know him. What are the three reasons? What? One that has to out the time Rom and the Ruchis. What's the other reason? The Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu is like Aida. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe B'chol Ruchis. And then what brings down a third reason that one man the Amram needs to do it and start with the Satan, like poking the Satan's eye. I think Mar says that's not a good thing to do. Don't mess with the Satan. Let him, leave him alone. And don't bother the Satan. It's very interesting. So Emma says within the Sugya Afanart, that the three nanum which we do, I can only get the three timeim of the Gemara. That's what he says. The three timeim of the Gemara. So the three, we do nanum three times, right? One, two, three in each direction, which is like how I do it, say the nanum, which is Rishonim. We want to say the three nanum, even though the Gemara has the Gemara is not a good idea to start up with the Sata, you know, and Svasemis, and Sugi. It says that the three nanum which you do, I can get the three different reasons which we do it.
The Rosh compared to the Rosh Hashanah.
The what?
Rush compares it to Rosh Hashanah,
as
long as Rosh Hashanah.
It
sounds like it is someone that we
are with the Satan also live. Yeah, but it's an aspect. He's saying don't say it, don't start up, and don't trash talk the Satan, he's saying. You know, that's not a smart thing to do. You know, you trash talk the Satan, you're going to lose. But inside that, sometime, we'll say, even though the Gemara Mamash was in place, and therefore he says that's the Makar for the Sun. Makar, why we do, why we go ahead and do three, why we do three things in our. In terms of that, right, he's saying he's saying don't say. He used to say, speak out, like, oh, I'm knocking out the Satan's eyes.
But the pool is okay.
The pool of doing it, it does help fight the Satan, but don't trash talk the Satan. Don't tell Satan, I'm starting up with you. You know, that's what the Gemara is saying. Now, in terms of that, Tzura, I guess go straight to the term. How do you do Nanuim, right? So the Gemara brings down that the Rosh brings down that there are two different shitas in terms of how many ruchas you have to do Nanuim. Do you have to do up, down, backwards, and forwards? And that's four, like a cross. Which, you know, the Rosh points out you're making a little bit like a cross, like a, you know. Or do you have to go ahead and do the way we do it? We do all six directions. We do one, two, three, four, five, six, you know, the actual order, Arizal versus the regular Menagal Ilam. So the Rosh brings down two different Rishonim. And you know, what's the Tzura you're supposed to do? Just up, down. And the Mars is Moilach Melam Mevi Moiri. So it just means, does it mean one, two, three, four? Or you're going to also have to go Mizuch Mayav Tzaf and Darim. You're gonna have to do six. It's interesting. The Kabbalist Tamar wants to say maybe it's telling the time of the Gemara. Let's see if I like to see the Taliyah. Not the best Taliyah in the world. Which way do you think is which? If it's a Ruchah, it's a Stavei, you need all six. You have to get it. The Ruchahs are going all the directions. If it's going to be Al Tzakash Baruch Hu's Moishel B'chalaylam, so it's like.
The Rosh said this up, you know, is your hand too short?
What?
The Rosh himself said, it would depend if your hand too short to do another.
Right? So therefore, it's enough to do two riches. That's what Rosh says.
The Rosh says that you should do all six. You should do all six because your hands are short to show that you should do all four.
Yeah. And as the Maimonides says, four says like that. Mishmar v'shtayim ruches, mishmar v'abruches. But if the reason is out the ruches, the other ruches, it doesn't have some mistaver. If you want to say Akash Baruch Hu, he starts with saying, why do you do four? Mishmar v'shtayim ruches, mishmar v'abruches. Right? So that's on the side of b'mishmar. If you're going on the side of the other ruch of the all the ruchites, mistaver to be six. So Kohen Hashem has a suffix that it says they have to do three, and Hashem has a suffix. Most Hashem has to do a kol davar, they have to do three, and Hashem has a suffix when it's going back and forth. Is that one or is that two? So Ram brings down three main shittas rishonim. And we'll try to keep it simple. We'll keep to the three shittas rishonim in Iran. We'll just set it up. Three shittas rishonim in Iran. There's Mechaber Rambal. And then we'll get the Minhag Sfaradim and Minhag Ashkenazim. I mean, Minhag Rambal is really Minhag Sfaradim and Minhag Ashkenazim. The Minhag Sfaradim is not so much like the Mechaber. We'll explain why. In the Etzem Shittas Rishonim, so there is a Mechadal in the Rosh, there's a Mechadal in the Rambam. Each one has different Havanas in terms of how to do it. Start with the Shita of the Ritz. So in the Etzem Shaila, just to break it down, then we'll go to break it down a little simpler before we go down to go to the Shushainim. There's one basic Shaila when you're doing the Nanuim. What is that? What are the Ikan Nanuim? Nanuim means back and forth. That's what it means to Nanea. We have a little over here. Okay, we'll just do the little holder. Okay, fine. Does it mean just, is the Pula Nanua just mean I'm just like going back and forth without shaking it, just back and forth, that's some Pula? Or does the Nanua really mean what? No, you have to make it like a that it shakes, but that's the Iker, one of the Iker Shailas of the Rishonim. What are we dealing with? Do you have to have a Pula Kiskus or you just have to be going back and forth? That's one Shaila. There's another Shaila. Do you have to go three times or you have to go one time? And as the Shami, you know, as you say, you have to go three times. Where are the three times? Are the three times going to be in the pool going back and forth? Or is three times going to be in the shaking? And as if you're the Nanu, it says you have to Menea three times, right? You have to Menea three times. So if we're saying that this is the Nanuim, so what does that tell me? It tells me the back and forth has to be three times. If you tell me this is the Nanuim, and the Shami says you have to be three times, so it doesn't tell me how many times I have to go back and forth, right? The Gemara, what would I say? The Gemara says, what do you do? Right? Plus, I have to do Nanuim three times. Now, what does Nanuim mean? If Nanuim means back and forth, it means I'm going back and forth three times. If Nanuim means just a shaking, so what does that tell me? How many times I have to go back and forth? I should do it once, and I have to do some type of pula of shaking b'shas when I do the one back and forth. That's the basic set. Okay, that's the. Let's keep it simple. I'm saying, you know, maybe that's a task. Let's try to keep it simple. Fine. Now, what? Okay, now Hashem has a suffix. Is going one and coming back. Is that one or is that two? Nisham is a suffix, and Vasi Nisham is you have to menane akol davar v'davar, which is different in the schreis, what does akol davar v'davar mean? And Nisham is a suffix. It's going one and it's coming back. It's going one. Is this called one? Let's say Nanua means in Nisham. Nisham is a suffix. It's going one and coming back one. If you, let's say all of that, Nanua just means going back and forth. Nisham is a suffix. Is this one, this is two, and this is three? Which would be a little interesting because you end up away from you, right? Okay? But one, two, right? It's like this. One, two, three. You know, that's one side of the Shishami. Or Shishami is saying, no, back and forth, that's considered one. Now, if you hold Nanua means, let's say, if, I guess, let's keep it simple. Fine. That's the suffix of Yishami. Yishami is not placed with the Shaila. So the Rosh brings down some Rishonim say they just do three, because only there are one. And like one of them, that's kind of most Rishonim is that we machmer on the suffix of Yishami, and you go ahead and you're going to have to go ahead and do going back and forth. Each one is considered a half. It's not considered one. Fine. So what are the three main Rishonim which the Rambam brings down? Shita the Ritzgeis is that Nanuam just means back and forth. Not shaking it, you're just going back and forth. And therefore, what's the suffix Yishami? What's Yishami saying? Is this one, two, three? And what do we machmer? They're what? You have to go three times like this. That's the Shita of the Ritzgeis. According to Ritzgeis, is there any, do we have any Makar that person has to go like that? Yeah. There's no Makar such a thing. Why? Because what are Nanuam? Nanuam is Moylech Maybe. That's what Nanuam means. And Yishami is saying you have to go ahead and do it three times in all, you know, all directions. There's no Makar. You have to do any shaking of Etzem. Lulav. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Zayin. Ketzan Moylech Maneh Arish Lulav. Shleish Pamim. Three times. Maybe Manea Resh Lulav Shleish Pamim Lechina Veli of Erida. Look at this little more clear. Rambam says, Mitzvah Kilchasa Gvi Agudu Shal Shleish Minum Yemin Vesig of Smol Yerlich Vievi Viala Vierid. You have to hold them in directions. Nea Lulav Shleish Pamim b'chol ruach ruach. So what's the Lashon Rambam sound like? What? So you have to, you go all directions and shake the lulav three times b'chol ruach ruach. You shake an heavy ruach ruach. So the way the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam, on the Sender Rambam is, that the Rambam is saying that you have to, you go one time each direction and in each direction, you have to shake it three times. In other words, you can do kiskus, you can do a shaking, you can shake it three times. But in other words, he's going, the ikan anum is what? Is the shaking shabai, is the kiskus. Is the kiskus shabai. Each time, you're going to go each direction once, and you can do a kiskus three times, and three times over there.
What
will be Makar for that? What do you say? Tomorrow's Melech, maybe they do what?
Back and forth once.
What do you say?
It's
not a second. What do you say now what?
It's not mistaver
to say that the Baal Yishami have a machlokes is a Nanuam is or a Safa. So, you know, the question is, what's the Taisha Nanuam? Can't be both. Back and forth is Nanuam, right? Baal doesn't say much. Baal says you go all the directions. Now, the Yishami comes along and says, when the suffix you have to go is Moylech HaMevi one or two when you're doing that Nanuam. Now, what does Moylech HaMevi mean? Does Moylech HaMevi mean, if you learn, what is Nanuam? What does Moylech HaMevi mean? Does Moylech HaMevi mean, you know, in the Rambam, the suffix is that you have to do three Nanuam, and
Right. Or three Nanuam on the Moylech HaMevi.
Right.
Three together in the Moylech HaMevi.
What do you say?
Is Moylech HaMevi one, and you need only three shakes?
Right.
Maybe separate and you six shakes.
Right.
So
Maybe Melech maybe is Ikka though. He needs to shake during the Melech maybe.
Yeah, but what? What's attached to Nanum? Which one is it? How do you get two things on Nanum? Nanum is back and forth with.
That's the name's goal.
What will be in the car for that?
It's like shaking.
What do you say?
Melech
maybe is the directions you're going to, and then Nanum is B'shas. You have to go all directions. Why? Because of the Ruchis or because of whatever, and Nanum means shaking. Actually, in its case, understands that the Nanum is the actual thing. So, because in the Rambam, the Rambam learns that you go each direction once, and...
How do you know it means as you're going? Maybe it means once you're at the end of your
thinking. I didn't say that. I said it means as you're going.
I thought you said that. Earlier.
I didn't say that. No. You go once this way and you do three, and the Safik Shami is it three over here and three over here, or it's just enough just to go three?
You do both. Three as you're going, or three one? What's the
Safik Shami? The Safik Shami is that you have to do a kol davar v'davar, is this one, and therefore you go three, and then I come back, I do another three, or it's all one thing, and you do.
That's
why I'm learning the Sagi Shama. So that's the Shita Saram. Now the Cherem holds, the Ran holds, the third Shita of the Ran is that you go, that you have to do a Moilach and a Mevi. The Moilach says the Shaila is Moilach and Mevi one or two, it's going on the X and the Nuam. What you do is you go out, let's say you go like that. Now the Safik Shami is that is Moilach one. And maybe you have to be Moilach and maybe three times, or Moilach is just one. Moilach is enough. Do you have to do three? Yeah. You stretch out, and you have to do three plus katanas of the new one back and forth, or not? Is Moilach maybe one, or it's.
Okay. Three smachtos, or one and a half smachtos?
You do one, and do three over here at the end.
And then that one to come back.
What do you say? Is Moilach and maybe. You know, do you have to, when over here, have to be Moilach and maybe, or just be Moilach?
In
a new katana.
Oh, in the
Ketanim, you have to be Moilach and maybe or not?
But not all the way back.
Right, that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing Moilach and maybe. I go out like this and do three Nanum Ketanim I got. That's the Mashallah. Is it Moilach and maybe or not? What I say?
What's the other time? Just shake three times?
Yeah, just shake three times. Just do like. In the Rambam, we're saying, what do you have to do? You go out, just do like that three times. Not Moilach and maybe, just shake three times. Then the Safik Shami is Moilach and maybe, you have to do it three over here and three over here. That's the Rambam ones, right? And the Cherem in the Ran is I go once out like this. Then I have to be Moilach and maybe the Shaz have to do back and forth three times, like a Moilach and maybe three times or not.
Not when you come back, though?
No, that's in the Rambam is when you come back.
No, bring it back. Something is times or
no. The Rambam is I go out once, I do, and the Safik Shami is when I have to do three shakes.
Three
over here, and also three over here. That's
go one, two, three?
No. Once. Come back and do three. According to the what?
Where's three?
I go out, shake it three times.
It's not
one, two, three, or is it three sets? No. It's just you shake it three times. You shake three times. And the Cherem is I'm going. The Gemara says it's Moilach maybe one or not. So the Rambam Mishael is you have to do three times over here and three times over there. That's the Rambam. The Cherem learns. I go out, now do I have to do Moilach and maybe back and forth, three back and forths over here?
Or where else would three be?
Or just go shake it like this.
You need three, it's three.
One, two, three. Not like a back and forth. Not a back and forth motion. Just like do boom, just do three shakes like that, or have to be Moilach and maybe back and Moilach and maybe back and forth. It's fine. Now the shit is some
Mechaber. In the Rambam, how did the Rambam know to put a comma after the word Moilach and after the word maybe? Why can't you read the whole sentence? Question marks,
Moedef, Manea,
and that's going on both, also the
Moedef,
and then Mana.
But you're in Tessa, Lachiyad. Tessa says, Yolef, Yevi, Alev, Yerim, Yenea, Lulov, Shleish, Pamach, Urach, three dance, Urach. Ketzah, Moedef, Manea, Rosh, Lulov, so what are you asking? Shleish, Pamach.
Ketzah, Moedef, Manea, Rosh, Lulov, Shleish, Pamach. I thought that Shleish, Pamach would be going also on the Moedef and the Mana. It's a question mark. That would mean I'm doing the Nanum and the Moilach and maybe three times. I'm just asking, I hear from the Rav.
I'm saying, Yolech Vyevi Yala Vyarid, Venenea. You go up and down. Yolech Vyevi Yala Vyarid, Venenea Lulav Shosh Pan. And I'll look at that. How are you reading it?
I didn't see it.
Go back. It is possible what you're saying. It is a vikuach hadol in the Rambam. It's saying, that's why I said the nusach like the way most of the nusach can learn the Rambam. There are some who want to say the Rambam like that. What? No, because you could put maybe the Rambam like Mamash like the other Rishonim. Maybe all that just means Hold on a second. What does it mean? Yerlich? No, you go up and down. It reads definitely much better. Up, down, all directions, and do low three times. So do three shakes.
What's that going on? Is that just going on in
that
Nua? Maybe that's going on
the whole thing. It definitely reads better than Nua, but there are some that's came like Rambam, like that. Okay, now in terms of the Etzem Shittas Mechaber. Mechaber says that Haninua who Shemoylech Yodei Mekinegdei V'Ala V'Nei Hashem Gimopam V'Alach Gimopam V'Ava Torah for love makasav mechol nenuah. So the Mishnah brings down is you do alacha oisa b'kamachas, do alacha one time. Have a nuah based alacha oisa gimel pahim you do three times. Chen vayva kishmei v'luv etzli oisa gimel kama nuah gam kain ayin kamei baga. In other words, the way the Mishnah learns the mechaber, the Rambam, like one is the basis of understanding, like not like the Bach, that you go out one time, shake three times, bring it back, and shake three times. So in other words, in the Svardim, what are we doing? Right, okay, fine. But that's then. Hold on a second. You go out once, shake three times, bring back, and shake. So the two things come in. You only do once, not three. And number two is you're going to do kiss, you're going to be shaking. Now, the Minhag HaSfarim is not like this. The Minhag HaSfarim is based on the Arizal.
How do you do kiss in the Lashon of the Mechaber itself?
What
do
you say?
We're not in the Amar, so how do you see the Mechaber kiss?
When it says gimel pamim by lach, you have to shake it three times. What does shaking mean? Saying so you're shaking it. What does shaking mean? No, in Mechaber everyone all the right and all the nice came in the Rambam like Pshat is and also the way the Rambam is mashmish that you do one time and you shake three times over there. So what does it mean to shake three times over there? You just shake it, right?
Right.
The all it's quoting lesson in Rambam. Lesson in Rambam. What I say? You don't know 1,000% when in the answer. It's not 100% in the Rambam. Is that without the Nitzkim, what the Nat said, it's not 100% when 100% you go and do it. But come the minute of the Svarim is not like that, the minute of the Rizal, that they do more like the Ritzkeus. They go back and forth, and they don't do the Kiskus. They do not like the Mecham. The Ramal comes along and says, the halachavo atzma is nanua. The halachavo itself is the etzem nanuim. The back and forth is the etzem nanuim. That's what the halachavo is. Kimelach maybe gam pamach ruach. Which two sheet is that? Like that? Like? Now the etzem going back and forth is the etzem nanuim. What does that sound like? Sounds like more like the ritzke. It's a back and forth. That is the etzem, the nanuim. Also, you go ahead and you shake it. Kiskus. So that's you know, the way we set up the sugya, this doesn't work out so well, right?
It needs to rush.
What do you say?
What do
you say?
That what?
Like Moshe
Ben-Zion, that he's going to do it on the opposite way.
But I mean, he's not going that. He's not going to shake hands once. And the back and basically says that they only have to shake once. But and he's shaking. Why are you shaking? Right. Right. So where would that come from? Right.
The ikar is on the three times is the alach vayva.
Right.
And shaking. So at the mar and the zera shail is alach vayva.
Right.
And the shaking is misfar the mar.
I say.
And the shaking is misfar that.
You know, says Misvara. That's your instead of it. Can then Anaya boy? Have you guys understood it? Yeah. Huh? As you go along, right? Question: what's the makara over? Is it says? Yeah.
In the
Lashon Hakimosh, what? In the Ran, what?
totally different
nice.
Nice number one is what you do, and nice number two is you do with the shape. Right. So he's holding the chef size. It's a bit of a rack. That's two different nice of the hand, right? One nice say handles is how you do it, and then another nice say handles is the shape of the tool. So you shake the finger. That sounds like one nice of what's the that's a dumb shot.
Well, they definitely don't have to be tali zavizah. They definitely don't have to be tali zavizah. That's best they can be tulnum. The shah is an etzim makar the gemara. I guess there are two ways to have to go. You could say, like Yossi's saying, the shah is that we have ikan anum, like he's saying, zalachavah back and forth. Elamai, would we get the shir kan aniyah by? Maybe like we said, that we still have the shir. We see a shir by katan, we see a shir by lulav, that there is some type of svar of kiskus. You know, and that could be a zaitik in, that's one malach. The other plan is maybe that Moshe sounds like this, is a little bit like this, is that Lamaisa, we know we're doing Iker Halachas going back and forth, that's what we're going with. We're going with Rosh, with Skeyas. We're chapping around another Shita, maybe we also get the Rambam. In the Rambam, when the Rambam says that you do the Kiskus, it wasn't clear whether it's B'Shas Maisa at the end, or you know, when exactly you do it. So if you shake as you're going along, that's when you're getting both Shitas. As you Mekayim the Shitas Rambam, and you Mekayim the Shitas Rosh. And you're getting both shittas, so therefore we're going ahead and be macro. We're going ahead and be macro both of them. Right. So we just speak it. So the ikar didn't nachav for us Ashkenaz for the skaz of halacha lemaisa. For the Sfaradim, the minig is they do like the Ritzkeis. They don't do any and they're not tarif lulav. They just go back and forth three times. That's the minig. The Sfaradim, Ashkenazim do the halacha lemaisa three times, and they shake it as they. As they should go along with the two Malachim, why they shake it, either like Yossi's saying from the Kar of the Gemara, or maybe we're also getting the Shittas, also getting the Shittas around.
How do you start shaking as you go along? Is it when you get to the.
No, just shake it like that.
As you go?
Yeah, as you go, not over there. If you go over there, then. That's not just a steer.
A lot of people do that. Like that, go there and shake it.
What do you say? As you go along, just shake.
Okay.
As you go along, shake it.
There's no car for it forward.
This is the Taz. The Mishpul doesn't go with the Taz. Let's keep it simple. Saying maybe the Taz goes to three lochavos at the end. You know, let's just give it. Two skanats, right?
When am I shaking the whole back and forth?
Yes. It's going shaking. Yeah. Huh? You go. Now, in terms of the maybe, Mishpul brings that. Okay, now in terms of the directions, right? So the child, in terms of the directions, how do you do it? In terms of directions, which directions you go in and face it? So the two Mahalchim Akaisas, meaning of that Riza, which you face, you keep on turning around each direction, and I go like this, and I turn around and go like that, and I go like that, and you can up and down, okay, you don't want to jump up and down, but you know, you keep on turning around. Now, in terms of the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to go that you don't do that. You don't turn you just shake the lulav. You don't turn your body. You don't shake the lulav, and you just go like that. Go like that. Go like that. My Mordechai was dying in the lashon of Mechaber. Mechaber says that Hanui Shemoylech Yodei Mikenegev Valo Vinegem Upon Melech Beva Akach Mata Yodei Tzad Acher Voice the King says you Mata Yodei. You just like put your hand that way. It's not because you turn your body. It says you just Mata Yodei. And it's Medayik in the lashon of the Mechaber that what you do is you just Mata Yodei. You don't have to go ahead and do it around. Now in terms of Minog Besi. Both Minhag and Makai so are done. If you have a Minhag Avos, definitely you should do your Minhag Avos. If you don't have a Minhag Avos, I would say a combination of two things, I guess. If you don't have a Minhag Avos, I would say Mstaver, you know, just like more like the Stamis of Mechaber. Unless, if you're in a place where most people are doing it the other way, so it gets a little bit into the Sugya of, is the issue of Lais Skedi to do? Which, you know, the Negea Dalamina, there are many different Minhagim, right? We have, how many different Minhagim have been Negea Dalamina in the Sugya so far?
Different
we have what?
Five.
Okay, the minhag is five in Ashkenaz in terms of whether you're doing kiskus or not. That's number one. What else? What other nafkamins do we have?
Direction
go around. What else? Sevches. When you do that new one, right? How do you do? The, you know, a lot of different minhagim. I see them down in Ashkenaz places. Okay, I'm just going to keep looking. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But it's very, very different. And big vikuach is there issue of Leisiskeidu or not? But that cloud is a cloud of Leisiskeidu. You're not supposed to do, you're not supposed to do Mishana from the minhag makim. You're supposed to do whatever the minhag makim is. That's what one is supposed to do. Menegei dal minim to pursuit the passes of David. That's just a bit like everything else. That even though, okay, just a quick crash question. Let's do it. Reg lachas. The element is familiar. Yevamis. I mean, it's a little rusty. Akapan is the second Yevamis. Menegei is sort of like scared. The scared basically is you're not to make agudis agudis. You're not to make different. Everyone's supposed to be doing the same thing, and you're not supposed to make different. Act differently. You're supposed to. Just go with the flow and do like everyone else. The Mara speaks of Minhagim, the Mara speaks of the Surim. The Mara brings down, so how do you have to be Minhagim? The Mara says, if there's two Batidim Birachas, if they have two Batidim Birachas, it's not like Skadi. You know, it used to be Amol. Kaisel had like, you had one town, one Rav, one city, everything that was uniform. Everyone did the same thing. Which some of Mashiach comes, whole Kaisel will be like that. One of the biggest. Churbanas that we have in Gullis is because we're so disunified. We have no, like we mentioned Nali Shorsha. Everyone has, you know, like we said, who's the Galadar? Right? So you say, we're playing, whoever it is. Okay, let's say Zav Chaim, you know, when Zav Chaim is alive. Well, if you ask Vijay Sakhasi, you say Nadi, you say Gerachasi, you say the Gerabba, and Vijay Sakhasi, and Samir, Samir, and the Sfadim say Rishom Kohn, and Mazaki would say, I don't know, whoever it is. And you know, there's no uniform, and everything is fragmented, and that's Be'etzem very far in what the Torah is supposed to be like. Be'etzem is supposed to be uniform; it's supposed to be doing the same thing. And Amol, there was Zamosak. So also through the Doris, too, where like there was a town, there was one Rav, one Sheikh, one everything. Everyone did the same thing. That's a Sigil Yisgur. There was something basically in Allah to do different things, different than what everyone else is doing. Now, the Mar brings down: if you have two Bati Dinim Birachas, if you have two different cities, two. You know, Ashkenazi is fighting one city, so then the schedule sort of falls off because already it is Agudas Agudas, and it's not, and there's no Ashan Benachlik, it's already a separate, therefore it's not going to be a problem. The one place which a lot of places say is exception is if you go into a shul, you're sure to that Minigamakan. As you won't go into Chassidus Shtibel, so you're supposed to do what, you're supposed to do whatever they do. Okay, Minigay Tachan, you know, it's a problem a little bit, but. You know, they ask Rav, they don't say Tachanun on the yard side. You know, should you, you know, what do you do? So all the Gdalis say Rav Yashiv, and all the Gdalis say that Tachanun not on the yard side, but Faket. That's the best time to say Tachanun. You know, the Mar brings down that Misa Sadikim is Zman, and he's Zman Kabara, and Nevada, you know, Nevada is supposed to be saying Tachanun on not Tachanun on the yard side. So they ask Rav Yashiv, what should you do? He said, say Tachanun. Okay, but most of the places we say, you don't say it in front of them, you know, and you know, maybe you go out and you know, you say it afterwards. But Kapanim, the one place where it is Nagel is good, we say if there's a Minag Malkin to show you, that's what you're Mishana from the Minag Malkin. So there's the Pashas Hadav would be, V'chein of Chaima like that, and the Shevelevim and the Sekvel still held, that there would be a din. The Chaldim we saw, the Chaldim says that you have to, Aishan Minag Minag Malkin, whatever the Minag Malkin is, you have to go in and do it, and you should not be Mishana from the Minag Malkin. The Chasholchen, under the answer to a very interesting nosuch, he said that there's no problem with Yisrael and Hashem, and I'm okay, something which is not a chayva. And I knew it's just an Indian, it's not mamash a chayva. And being that just an Indian, it's not mamash a chayva, if he says that there would not be a chisaron of Ayishan and Bnei Machlekes and the problem with Yisrael. It is a nosuch, the Shobadam Hashem Rav Yashiv, and there's a nosuch a lot of the places in his mind as I go with, that even if you go like the Friedrich Tshuva, it's like a Moshe, they want to say like maybe in a shul, there is an Indian of Aishan, like my colleagues, it's good to do. But a Heintek Shtibel, where the whole Chafsa, what's the whole Chafsa of a Shtibel? What is it?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, Avdu Afkari Nichele, right? That's why people daven there, right? I'm saying it's like you do whatever you want, right? I think the basis is so, right? They go, whoever is the chazan decides what's just asking as a svar, like Mazer, right? What?
If two's
the term, right? So like, and come in, like, there's no whatever. So even the, and you know, that's the whole Chefs of a Shtibel. Everyone does whatever they want, and everything's Mechulak, so they want to say a Svar that there would not be a issue of, in that some Shul, there's a Guz already, and it's not an issue of Aishan. But look like it's, you know, they definitely, they say B'Shem of Yashiv, and a lot of people want to go with that. So anyhow, back to the, in terms of doing that Rizal versus Tereda, if you don't have a Minagavis, I would say you definitely should do like what the Tzibra is doing, if you want to go this, whether you should want to go face in all directions, or just do like the Pashas Mechaber, just go like that. I would say Kipshuto, you should do like the Minagal Malka. It seems to be, you know, that most people I think twirl around, no? That seems to be, right? No? That's not what Zion does, huh? What? What is Zion doing here? We'll go right. Kill Kadesh for sure, they're flying around, right? Okay. But, wait, what? What? I say?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Say it. I'm saying
that's fine. What's the difference if the shul is shaking and you're not? Is that less of a loss is heavy?
What do you mean? You don't have a love?
First haidu. No, the second haidu. I don't shake, but they do. Same type of thing.
Same type of thing, yeah. I'm saying it definitely would be better to daven in a place which is your any else but a down place is your vinegar.
Every show has like people who come from the outside and they know
that's not right, but it's not right. They shouldn't be doing that. But so
if you have 70 members, 30 members are doing it.
For 70 members, but if you're having a chesidish shul, they bet some they won't have their menachem. No, people would daven there. You want to know you have a shul which is a chalom pot there. You know that's what they're saying. This man is everything. Just no one makes one big chalom pot. Therefore, lav dafka. Yeah. But again, the shittas are a mob. And again, in terms of ushamei lamata, ifkei lamata. The shah is when you face it. So. How are you supposed to face the lulav? So the Rama brings down two shitas when they get you just like go like that, or you have to attack a face the lulav and be mata at some lulav. I think by the svadim they don't face it, right? They just go right apicha. The svadim apicha bala they just go straight. They don't like tilt it. They just go straight and then they don't tilt it. That's based on the kabbalah. The minigur Rambam, the Rambam brings down, you're supposed to face it. The Rambam brings down, when you go down, brings down two shittas, he says, Betsy, you're supposed to be facing it down. Because we're trying to. He has a shayla. Do you go down, because that's supposed to be going down? Or, being that this din has to be done, there could be a lesson. So, therefore, being that it's darkly delassam, so therefore, you have to do darkly delassam, different being after darkly delassam, so therefore, you shouldn't do it down. The Rambam writes, what's the minig like? What's the minig? What? Minig is facing down. Our minig is not like that. You know, our minig is like the other way that we don't do it facing down. What? They ain't do it. And the minig is not like they don't do it facing down. But you're supposed to tilt it. So you tilt it. When you go, no, so we go that way, you tilt it that way. You go that way, you tilt it that way. How much? Most places. I sort of brought down Shiva, Mom's still like that, but it's okay. This. Most places just say you do a little. Just go down. Just going down. Up and down. I'm saying just go up and down. And you know that's a tzura how one would do it.
But each time you're going like this. Each time you're going down and back.
What are you
returning
to?
What do you say?
Each time you go down, you go up back.
Oh, when you turn it, you have to return it. Yeah. So it's like when you go out like that, the mishru brings down. And when you go like that, you should bring it further back towards your chest. When you're going back, you know, it should be a pillow going back. Well, if it's a kriyak, it wants a midayik. So, if I'm going like that, okay. I wouldn't say this. Be very careful. Don't bang into the wall when you're, okay. You're shaking it down. I mean, what?
Or the guy behind you.
Or the guy behind you. So, if the kriyak wants a midayik. So, when you're going like that, so how do you bring it back to your chest? Doesn't make so much sense. I would say that sheet which seems to go like that, seems to be saying that you're going in different directions. Otherwise, you know, how is one...
No, I'm saying, even when you're going down, it's different, right? In every direction, not just in front of the back. Also down, and you do that?
No, you have to just bring up, you have to go a little further than where you are.
Right? Same that you do in this direction, but all directions. By this direction, it's still back to the other.
What I see in? What I see in?
Invalid.
Invalid.
Insecure. That's about, you have to turn them down. Says that you
need to correct the chazer. I got it. Where are
we?
Then when he goes to the nice level of the nice. Say it in the Ruchas. Here's the Shuddish Lulav Panav. Gimel Lachas the Mizach. Slash Avais. Mechadim Lulav Kenagde. Vahala. Gimel Panav. Nochin. Gamia says Bal Mishah Salach Vahal. Right? He says just Nochin. Over here he says a lot of nothing, right? The Kvina Harbe al Gufay, you should bring it Harbe al Gufay, Negat Chazak, I got the Rish Lul Vidar, Yasakim upon him, Yat Lalach Leva, Hakok Mamizach, Ain't Tach upon him, but Sad Safish Lemon in there, like the Rish say, yeah, every direction you have to do, yeah, about that, I'm saying. Kain Samer, da, Mavi, Gim upon him, Samer, da, Mel, the Mata, Kal, Mechamevi, Kamai, the mizzah. Yeah, that for sure. You know, as you go like that, you have to go back that thing.
Well,
yeah, each time you go.
Back your chest like that,
I mean, when you go like that, that's Bikriyakas Kasha. You know, it's like that's a little counterintuitive in terms of what do you say?
Because you're doing extra motion. You're bringing close to the that. Maybe a little bit that direction. Now maybe. No. Grabbing or this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only to the chazah when you're going maybe, not when you're going up and down.